Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. When Jennifer Wessling was a kid, she was in band.
When I was in the seventh grade, really playing the flute, I never practiced. It was like pulling teeth.
I can relate. She's now a grown-up. She's in band again. She's learning the drums, and this time she is practicing, and she sounds good. We are going to hear about Act Two, a program from the Traverse City Philharmonic, coming up. First, though, a look at some Up North headlines. The Grand Traverse County Department of Public Works has issued a boil water notice for a portion of East Bay Township. That's after what officials suspect to be a power failure impacting the Cherry Ridge Water Tower. The affected neighborhoods are south of East Hammond Road, west of North 4 Mile Road, east of Elmbrook Golf Course, and south to the Smith Road Farm Lane intersection. East Middle School is also included. Residents in those areas should boil all water or use bottled water for drinking, brushing teeth, washing dishes, and preparing food. The Lower Betsy River is not as leisurely as it used to be. The river downstream of Grace Road is usually considered a low-intensity float for people, slower water. But Benzie County Emergency Management officials are warning the public that that is not quite the case anymore. April flooding has meant swifter water, prompting more calls for emergency rescue already this year. Paddlers and others are strongly encouraged to scope out their entire route before getting into the water. Down near Detroit, the Gordie Howe International Bridge is set to open with a ceremony for dignitaries on Friday. Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney, told the CBC that he is thrilled.
Well, look, it's positive news. Obviously, the bridge will be open at the end of the week, and a symbol, but also a fact of cooperations between our countries.
Traffic will be able to start moving across the bridge on Monday. Construction of this span has been beset by delays and rising construction costs. President Trump threatened to keep the bridge closed in order for the U.S. to get some of the toll money, but Canada paid for the construction and it co-owns the bridge with the state of Michigan, not the U.S. federal government. Canada will take all money earned from tolls until the cost of construction has been recouped. Kingsley's getting a bit of a makeover. The Ticker reports that the community is planning to demolish the buildings on the south side of Main Street between Brownson Avenue and Elm Street. It's part of a larger plan to improve the community's downtown area. The Downtown Development Authority says the plan is to have a mixed-use development, housing and retail together, likely in a mix of buildings. Finally, a leaky roof has forced the closure of the State Theater again. The cinema in downtown Traverse City was shut down for more than a month in the wintertime to repair a roof leak. The theater's Facebook page says that heavy rainfall revealed a second leak. The theater did not give a timeline for repairs or reopening. Okay, so this is the sound of the Act Two Band, a group of adults who are learning to play musical instruments in a program through the Traverse City Philharmonic. For some, they're playing an instrument they haven't touched in decades, others trying a new instrument, some have never really played anything or been in a band at all. This is one of their recent rehearsals after about 9 weeks of practice. I think they sound pretty good. Jennifer Wessling is one of the musicians in the Act Two band, and she is learning the drums, and she's been checking in with IPR music director Amanda Sewell.
Actually, Jennifer Wessling, I went and pulled up the audio that you gave me of like the second or third week of rehearsal
gosh.
You folks had, and I want to play that now just to to compare the two.
Thank you.
okay, that was like week two or three.
Oh my gosh, we have come a ways.
After the Act Two band, your final rehearsal is this Wednesday. What comes next? Is there Act Three?
There actually is.
Oh no way!
There is Act Three. So they're going to continue. They're going to do Act Two again. And so those who are currently in Act Two that want to stick around for Act Two, that will actually shift to Saturdays. But Act Three, we are calling it Eighth Grade Band, is going to pick up in the fall, and that they will continue in that Wednesday slot. So really, all the discussion is, am I ready for Eighth Grade Band? Can I handle it? And I'm optimistic. I'm kind of, you know, when I was in the seventh grade really playing the flute, I never practiced. It was like pulling teeth. My mom would say, you know, you need to go practice. And I just never did it. And now I practice every day. And so I think if I kind of practice throughout the summer, I might be ready for eighth grade band in the fall.
Well, Jennifer, I'm guessing there are folks listening who are thinking, well, that's good for them, but I could never do something like that. Like, what would you say to those people?
I would say, yes, you can. If I can do it, and really, you can do it. And it's okay if you don't play every note. Maybe you just play the first note of each measure. And maybe you don't even know what a measure is. But yes, you can do it, and it is so much fun. I'm looking for colleagues in the percussion section. So if you're ever interested in that, come and join me, and I would love to have partners in that section.
And I understand that a lot of you have trouble not reading the music,
we
but just
do.
Seeing it.
Well, you know, so we're not seventh graders, really, and we come with a host of vision challenges that come with being
the privilege of life.
Yes, the privilege of life, exactly. There's a lot of discussion about progressive lenses. Do my progressives, they don't really work for the music, and my music is too far, my music is too close, my music is too small. I need my readers. I have to get different readers. I've got a cataract that needs to be taken care of. There are all of these different things that we talk about being really not seventh graders.
So it's a very inclusive.
It is. Group. Yes. Yes.
Well, Jennifer Wessling, thank you so much for talking with us throughout this series of Act Two Band. And let us know if you're going to stay in Act Two or move on to Act Three. We can't wait.
I sure will. And thank you so much, Amanda. This has really been a blast.
Jennifer Wessling talking with IPR music director Amanda Sewell, who, as you heard her allude to, has been checking in with members of the band throughout this experience. You can find a lot of those conversations on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. If you are interested in joining Act Two, they'll be starting back up in the fall. And if you want to hear more, literally hear more, they're having an informal concert tonight at 7 at their final rehearsal inside the Traverse City Philharmonic Center. That's it for the Up North Lowdown. We're going to leave you now with some other band kids who haven't played in a while, but that's only because this was recorded in 1937.
As the music of another of these sunset symphonies from the National Music Camp at Interlochen fades into the stillness of night, we wish that the melody of stars and sky, lakes and forests, might linger on in the hearts of our great unseen audience. In a very few minutes, these young musicians who have been playing for you will have returned to their quarters, and the peace and calm of a northern night will descend once more on the camp. We invite you to be with us next Sunday for the closing concert of the summer series from the National Music Camp. Until then, we bid you good night. This broadcast has come to you from Interlochen, Michigan, through the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Interlochen Public Radio.